This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Tim Keller is a minister in New York City. He's a great author. He's considered one of the top authors of the day. He really is. And he was going to speak for a series of men's breakfast on the seven deadly sins. My guess is most people couldn't name the seven deadly sins, not because you're supposed to be able to name them, but here's what he did. I'm going to preach a series on the seven deadly sins. What are they? Pride. Number one, pride is excessive belief in one's own abilities that interferes with the recognition of the grace of God. It's been called the sin from which all others arise. Envy is the desire for others' traits, status, abilities, or situation. Gluttony is the inordinate desire to consume more than that which one requires. Gluttony is the inordinate desire to consume more than that which one requires. Number four, lust is an inordinate craving for the pleasures of the body. Number five, anger is manifested in the individual who spurns love and opts instead for fury. Interesting description. They spurn love and opt for fury. It's also known as wrath. Number six, sloth is laziness or the avoidance of physical or spiritual work. And number seven is the word greed. Greed is the desire for material wealth or gain, ignoring the realm of the spiritual. Now, the reason I mention that is that Tim Keller is going to do a series of men's prayer breakfasts talking about the seven deadly sins, and his wife asked him an interesting question. She said, Tim, are you going to advertise the messages as they come up? Are you going to tell people, next week I'm going to speak on lust, I'm going to speak on gluttony, I'm going to speak on pride, I'm going to speak on envy? And he said, yeah, why? What difference does that make to you? And she said, I guarantee you, when you speak on greed, you will notice the lowest attendance of all those messages. And he shook his head, that's crazy. But she was right. It was the lowest attendance of all seven. Isn't that interesting? You see, greed is the one sin that everybody thinks is out there somewhere, but not with me. Greed is one of those sins that we say, yeah, I see greed in my brother-in-law, I see it in my sister-in-law, and I see it in my mom and dad or my brothers or sisters, but I don't see it in me, and yet it is a problem. Get this. For all of us. Where am I going with this? Well, today we're talking about greed because the Apostle Paul talks about it to a young minister named Timothy. Next week I'm going to give the last message in this series from 1 Timothy called The Blueprint. But today, the second to the last message, we're in 1 Timothy 6, where Paul talks to Timothy about a sensitive subject in your life and in my life. It's called greed. Let's look at it. 1 Timothy 6. Beginning at verse 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world. We can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. Now, this is the verse that I've talked about recently. It's the most misquoted verse in all of the Bible, and it's misquoted in two ways. I've always thought of it as misquoted in one way, but it's actually misquoted in two ways. For the love of money is a root, not the root, but a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and have pierced themselves with many griefs.
Well, when we speak of the power of money, you very rarely hear anyone speak of the destructive power of money. We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.